The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School on this Wednesday. Appreciate your texting in. Keep texting in. Second segment, Austin, you know, obviously a lot has been talked about how long this college football season is right now with the championship game coming up on Monday. A lot going to be going on Monday, obviously. Versus FCS that has a 24-team playoff. And they're usually done in the first week in January. Mm-hmm. So I would like to see, and it's a little bit of the article I told you about, is that I would like the everything moved up. That means so we start earlier. Even like week zero is week one, and you can have another week zero before that. And then you run this off season. So whatever amount of practices that you get for the spring, was it 20 practices?
15, think so. 15, 15, I think. 15,
yeah. Whatever the number they come up with. So say they come in for 18. Say if they go to 22. You just use it like the NFL offseason. You have a rookie mini camp, which would probably be your lower end roster of your players.
Bottom 35 guys of the 105.
And then in your new guys, right? Mm-hmm. Some portal guys that maybe aren't as established. And then you have a team mini camp, which is everybody combining. So those practices are those practices. And then you go back into the off season, right? And that's going to coincide with the portal probably coming in whenever Nebraska gets out of school. So whenever, if you're a quarter or semester, so there's a, you know,
mid-May, probably.
June. That's your kind of late free agency, as you see here. June 1 cuts if you guys are NFL, you know, NFL free or NFL geeks or whatever you want to call them. And then you have another big mini camp, which is essentially – pre-training camp in July.
Right.
And then you get a couple weeks off. You shorten down fall camp because you're closer to actually you're hitting. Mm-hmm. Boom, we're right back into it. And then, therefore, you're using your allotment. You're just spreading it out. Mm-hmm. And you can actually strategically work your team. The rest would be longer for a team like Ohio State, say for the guys like that, they'll be more rested, so that it lessen the injury factors going forward.
More control over how they rest their guys and who they get back to.
Right, and you get more out of it because you'll be able to develop guys. Because just think, if you get, say you do four of those practices for your first like mini camp or whatever you want to call it, how many more reps can your two or three, number two, say your number two, three, four, maybe even five quarterbacks get, your linemen and all that, and they can get some action. And it doesn't have to be fully padded, which all of them aren't, and so you can get a lot more work in. You can do a lot more coaching, and then you can also combine some of the veterans in there with walkthroughs and all that.
Because it's not like those top guys are sitting around doing nothing. They're doing their own.
Yeah, they'll be working out. They'll be rehabbing. You'll see guys that be able to strategically plan some cleanups and stuff like that and go forward, you know, with that. And I think that's the only way to do it, especially if they expand it from 12 to 16. Mm-hmm. And then you still can play, you know, it'll lessen the dog days of summer. I think that dead period, I call it dead. I used to say, I'll tell you about my NFL experience. I'll tell you how what it's like. First of all, I'm going to tell you what it's like in July. Then I'll tell you how my first offseason went.
Oh, boy.
So July, when you is, you know, once you get that done with that last team mini camp, the mandatory one, the ones that like Aaron Rodgers didn't go to, which is huge because you are on a training camp schedule. You're going, it's five practices in like 3 days.
Woo.
So and they're not all padded. They're not, none of them are padded, but you get after it pretty good. You should be in your best shape and it's very competitive because you separate yourself. It's the last look before you get into real deal time. But I'm telling you, after you get home, and you usually get about a month, because it was usually in June, and it's right before July 4th, so you do it, and then you kind of got a month off. I used to call it July, that's dead man walking. That's dead man walking, man. Because once you know you're getting close to training camp, number one, your mindset and your whole like aura or how you go about it changes, but you know there ain't no turning back.
Is it the same feeling as like kids dreading going back to school?
Yeah, but you know you're about to be fighting every day. Because, you know, wherever you're at, you know, you're either trying to fight to keep your job or you're fighting to earn a job. Or you're fighting to make, you know, get better in the rankings or whatever.
Either way, you're fighting.
Yeah, and you know, and once you get in there, man, it's 5:30 in the morning, 10 at night. Every night. Now, granted, these guys now, they get days off. They get that's subjective. But they really get days off. Our day, like, here's a funny thing. I remember now. Wade Phillips took care of us physically, which I think allowed us to always continue to play better towards the end of season and win. Like when I was with Dom Capers and the Texans, our day off or our like no practice, man, our walkthrough was like 3.5 hours outside in the heat, and we was meeting and lifting. So it was a shorter day. We might have got night meetings off or whatever, but he blitzed us during the day.
It's like he blitzed everyone else.
But it was that's the way the NFL was. So you were just refined, and anytime that you could get a little piece of rest, whether it's a practice starting an hour later, you definitely would take advantage of it. So
where did you need more rest, mentally or physically?
Well, I think for me it was mental, because physically you just broke down anyways. Gotcha. So you might feel rested, but you know once you start moving, you still sore. So it's more mentally, because it's a grind and you got to really stay sharp, and it depends on where you're at, you know, what you're working on. So it's definitely tough. But to go back to my first when I got drafted. So you get drafted. You know, you come back. I came back. I was out in Frederick, Maryland, which is D.C. area, or, you know, and flew back here, gathered up some stuff. Then they call you, and, you know, then you fly out there. And and I remember I never took a visit to Buffalo. To be frank, I didn't want to go to Buffalo. They just drafted Sam Cowart, who was a great linebacker in college and great rookie. You know, he was all rookie team. They had John Holosek. So I looked around. My agent looked. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, they got two young, great linebackers. What you going to go up in there for? And they had another veteran that was their third down linebacker named Marlo Perry. There was no reason for Buffalo to pick me, but they did. So we get up there, and fortunately for me, Sheldon Jackson got drafted a little bit later. So we both were on the same flight. And I will never forget, man, we were descending into Buffalo. So you're excited. You got some apprehension. You're nervous because you wonder if you're really in good shape because you've been in the underwear Olympics for so long. And then you're worried about like, okay, am I really good? Because you're going against the best of the best. You got to think, I'm looking at Thurman Thomas over there. Woo. And Antoine Smith, Andre Reed, Reuben Brown. I mean, there's some dudes over there, right? And John Fina, who played forever. So we had some, you know, I wasn't going to no scrubby team. And they were just fresh off 2-3 years in a row in playoffs and on the uptick, Eric Molds and all those guys. And I looked out that window, man. I thought it was Siberia, man. Austin. Oh, I looked at Sheldon.
And you played in Nebraska.
I know.
You thought that was Siberia.
Right. And everyone like, you from Minnesota. Listen, Buffalo snow is different. I looked at Sheldon. I did the thing up there. We were on this United flight, too. It was bumpy, too. And I hate to fly, and it was bumpy. I looked at Sheldon, I was like, hell no.
What are we doing?
I was like, man, I was like, I gotta get the hell up out of here. I ain't even got there yet. Because when you look over there,
it's captain speaking, turning it around. Jay Foreman doesn't want to go.
So there's a hangar, old hangar, and it says welcome, and it just said to Uffalo. The B had just got worn off, right? And then when you looked out there, Austin, all you saw were houses covered in snow, streets in snow, cold as heck. He gets on there. He's like, yeah, welcome to Buffalo. This, and this. Hey, we're going in the gate, whatever. The weather is 9 degrees. No, it's 8 degrees. 8 degrees.
Eight whole degrees.
Yeah. And then so
multiply that times 7, you're starting to talk.
So you get there, and Buffalo wasn't, it ain't a city. Like Lincoln's, like at that time, like Lincoln now is way more modern. Go over to Four Point Sheridan. So then now everybody's like, you measuring up. Now you chicken hawking, see who's who. You know, here comes Antoine Winfield, you know. Mm.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He first round pick. And here comes Peerless Price, who I played against the year before. Mm-hmm. And Sean Bryson is one of my best friends. And Keith Newman. And then we just got it. We were the draft class, so we, you know, kind of kicked it. Then Keon Carpenter, who ended up being one of my best friends, rest in peace. And then you get out there in that first mini camp, man. And it's cool because there's rookies out there. So it's no big deal. Mm. And one of my fondest memories is this dude named Dusty Renfro. He played at Texas. Never forget this, man. We in meetings. And, he's like, hey, Foreman, you know, what do we got? And I'll, you know, what do you want to be called? I was like, just call me Jay. You know what I mean? And Tech Controls, they're like, do we call you Jay Bird or just Jay? You got a nickname? I was like, no, just call me Jay. And he was like, what about you, Dusty? Right? And Dusty was from Texas.
Okay.
Little dude. He was yoked up, too. He's like, call me Big Renfro. Big Renfro, right? Room goes silent. Everybody turns around. Is like, Ted Cottrell was like, Big Renfro? He's like, yeah, call me Big Renfro. That's the worst thing you could do is name yourself. Because all they're waiting for is when you mess up, rewind, fast forward. Rewind, fast forward. So we'll fast forward. We played Seattle in the first preseason game.
That's a long trip for a preseason game.
Who you telling?
Either way.
And the game was at night.
What are we doing?
Right. So, Sam Cowart, I'll say nicely, he had had a really good offseason, was a little bit overweight. To hold him accountable, which isn't even a problem, they just say, hey, look, dude, you ain't playing in the first preseason game, you ain't starting. Sam was like, cool. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They might have fined him a little bit because he was overweight, you know, and he got away now. Well, then they didn't tell me until, like, that morning, JU starting. In the preseason game now. Right?
Still.
But still.
First NFL action.
Your boy was puckered up tight. Puckered up tight, nervous and scared, you know. That's when Ted Washington asked me, he's like, are you nervous or you scared? I was like, I'm a little nervous. He's like, no, you scared. Because I was scared. hey.
Thanks, Ted.
He came with, he's like, no, you scared. He's like, you want to know why? He's like, because I was scared. He's like, you're going to be scared about to about week 8. I got your back and went out there.
Was it week 8?
About 9. Mm. But then it went away because I didn't play. Then I played, then was inactive. Then I started starting. Then I got scared again. that's how I was playing so good. I was just running scared. Man, so we got out there and Dusty got in there. I'm playing the whole game. I'm playing special teams and everything. I'm just dog tired. Man, and they ran this like fullback like kind of like counter. Big Renfro got hit by Pete Kendall. And I'm talking about upended. We in that meeting. He's like, Big Renfro. So he fast forwarded. Literally, Ted Cottrell went through this tape so quick. Because after games, the rookies' jobs were we had to get pizza and wings. He's like, I'm going to enjoy my pizza and wings tonight. You know, I'm just thinking like, you know, Ted just like to eat. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Big Renfro, you here? Yeah, I'm here. All right, here we go. Bruce, you watching? Ted, you watching? Ted's like, yeah, I'm watching, right? Smacking. Ted's watching. And Ted starts smacking on his wings. It's the best with it. When I tell you they killed Big Renfro for 20 minutes, hey, I mean, it was just rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. And
why does this dude look like the exact guy that would call himself Big Renfro?
Dude, let me see what picture you got on.
I mean, just all of them.
Yeah. Oh, that's him. Yeah. Yeah, that's there he is. Yeah, there go Dusty right there. That's Big Renfro right there. Yeah, that's him. And you know what? He was cool though. And I think he was married and stuff, so if you picture a Texas player, and, you know, he's a good-looking dude and a Texas high school player and who he is, you know, whatever, that's him. Big Renfro. Dusty Renfro. And that's what he said, Dusty, he Big Renfro. That's what he called himself. So, yeah, it's but that's a little bit of nostalgia. But I think, obviously, you know, back on task, I think the NCAA could do make a good decision. And, you know, before we go to break, and obviously we want you guys on the text line to text in, I think, like,
here's Big Renfro getting run past. Might have been that preseason game.
Yeah. There go my boy Rayon right there. for people out there, if you've never heard me talk about Rayon Hill, he's Jamie Foxx's stunt double in L.A.
Okay.
We used to call him a name. I can't say it on live radio. So I'll just say Dookie Ray. And the reason why we called him that is because the way he looked in his uniform. So if Austin, if you tweet out the picture or put it on the text line, if you just take a look at Rayon Hill's gloves, that'll just tell you. So we used to have these gloves. It'd be blue or red.
I'm going to tweet it from the On the Block account, not On the Block 937.
And he cut off the two fingers. And then he has that elbow pad. So that elbow pad morphed into an old hockey elbow pad that he got to when we went to the Sabres. So we went to a Sabres practice. He picked up an elbow pad because he had Bursaschak and he couldn't miss.
Yeah.
That's Rayon right there. And the other dude is Bryce Fisher. He was from Air Force, and he always he had the best gig. He would come in, do preseason, and go back to do his duties in Air Force for 2 or 3 years. He had all the tread on the tires. We all broke up after 4 years. He's fresh.
David Robinson style.
Yeah. So, but, you know, before we go to break, you know, back on task, if the NCAA wants to get some kudos, if they could get ahead of this and come out with a detailed plan of changing the offseason, it actually would make the college football playoffs, even though it's been phenomenal, even better. And I almost guarantee you will have better product. You will have less guys transfer because when you do this, you push back the transfer portal option. So you have guys finish out the bowl games. And you can maybe put a tampering thing in there, maybe like that last week or something. Say like, you know, you can decide where you're going or not. Say if you're, you know, the backup quarterback at Penn State, you do that and then do it. They actually would go a long way with erasing a lot of the bad feelings towards the portal and the NIL, because that would go along with the cap and all the stuff they got going on right now.
And these programs would never admit it because they're very proud of their own traditions, and college football still wants to stand alone from the NFL. But I do think that if you look at Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Notre Dame, programs like that we think are going to be in the college football playoff conversation for a while to come, if you're going to go to these places to get ready for the NFL, you may as well get on an NFL calendar in college. Not that you're going to be ready for it. I mean, you'll be more ready. Closer to ready. You'll be 5% more ready. Doesn't hurt.
You'll be 15 to 20. I think you could evaluate guys a little bit better. I think you could...
How they react to that schedule.
Right, because listen, when you're in a mini camp, it ain't fun and games. Now, you had to coincide it with maybe, you know, when you don't the school work, and it might have to be on weekends versus during the week, but you could definitely stretch it out. You can develop players a little bit faster. And also, I think you could not stretch yourself so thin with only 105 guys trying to put together a full, you know, 150 guys of practice. So, you know, obviously there's a lot to be done. That's probably why they need a college football playoff commissioner, college football commissioner. Mm-hmm. You're going to need NCAA's help. You're going to need conference, the head of conference commissioner, conference commissioner's help. And so it's going to take a full village to do it. But I think if they do it, I think the amount of money that is being spent with the TV contracts and all that will be well worth it, because the product will end up being better in a quicker, you know, time. You won't have the big gaps between SMU and Penn State. You'll have better football. You have a better chance of seeing some upsets and creating some excitement. But then also you can really corner that market to go along with the NFL instead of trying to fight against the NFL. Start around the same time of starting, but you get started with your games earlier because you're not the NFL, right? And they got to do their, because their off season doesn't.
Your season's naturally shorter. You got a month less of games,
right? And their off season isn't really an off season. They don't have mandatory workouts and all that, whereas college you do, so you can get started earlier and you can really corner like a part of the market that's very, very slow in the summertime. Mm. You know, baseball will be going on, but then also, you know, football's new is probably the new American sport. So it's an opportunity for them. We'll see what happens, but we'll dive more into it as we coincide and talk about the portal and some of the, I wouldn't say horror stories, but something that I will see. I think that's going to happen more as guys are chasing this last little bit of money before the salary cap jumps in. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, we'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.